Hello, and welcome back to the Embracing a Simpler Life podcast. I'm Katie Bennett.
And I'm Mitchell Bennett.
And we are here today to encourage you to live life in light of eternity and with that focus. And today, we want to share something really significant that happened in our lives that was a setback, and how we are choosing to view setbacks in light of eternity, because we have had quite a bit of time to contemplate.
It was the night of May 22nd. Mitch was laying in bed watching YouTube or something weird. Katie was sitting at her computer doing some late night work. The kids were all asleep in their beds, three of them in one room and one little tiny baby in another room. That is when Katie started to realize the weather was taking a turn for the worse.
My phone buzzed that there was a tornado warning. Now, that's not necessarily unusual, and there's never been an actual tornado that's affected us before. So, although I chose to investigate it a little bit more, I wasn't instantly alarmed. Now, you have to understand, we don't have TV, and we don't really have radios. We don't have a weather radio. So I decided to come find Mitch, let him know what was going on. We talked it over. We weren't really sure how much alarm there was cause for, but we decided we were going to try to get the kids into our safe place, which was our bathroom.
We do not have a basement. We live in Missouri. Basements are really common here, but we just happen to live in a house that does not have a basement. So we got one kid in there.
They were all deeply asleep.
And we got two kids in there. We got three kids in there. But the third kid decided he was too asleep. He had no idea what was going on. And he went back to his bed.
Sleepwalking. And that's when our ears started popping. We started to hear a low hum. And
so the place we were was in the bathroom in our master bedroom. That is a central location in our house. Katie was in the bathroom with two of the kids. I was in our bedroom, kind of walking around, up, listening. And then we heard and had our ears felt the pressure change when we heard this low rumbling sound. It's not real loud.
It was extremely quiet. I was straining to hear it, in fact.
But we felt that, and Katie and I kind of locked onto each other's eyes. Oh, no. Like, this is real. This is going to happen. And at that moment, I sprinted into our kids' room where two of our kids still were. And I grabbed up a big bundle of sheets that also happened to have our daughter in it. And I started to run back to our bathroom. And at that moment,
the whole house started to shake so violently, you would never imagine that it could hold together. And I was in there with our 8-year-old daughter and our 6-month-old baby girl in the bathroom, just with my skinny little arms around both of them, holding one and trying to shield the other. And I just saw that I have no power. This is so much more than me, but God is in control. And we prayed, we shouted, I mean, because it was so loud, that God would protect us. But then it was a prayer of, God, we trust you, we surrender. And I'm not going to lie, I thought that it was the end. And it was just a really interesting and scary place to be, to feel like this is happening right now and we're going to die and we have no real time to prepare except for these few seconds. So it was just a time of faith and choosing to not panic, but to have that faith that this heaven thing, like, this is going to get real right now. And to just really choose faith in that situation.
Meanwhile, I was not thinking. I was just running through the house with my daughter in my arms, and the tornado hit our house while I was still running back to the bathroom. And when it hit, all you heard was ripping and tearing and wind and glass breaking. It was just like a bomb went off inside our house. And the tornado kind of picked me up in the air. And I'm a big guy. I'm, you know, 6'7" and 260-something, 70 pounds. And that tornado lifted me up just a little bit to where I was barely, like, touching the ground with my toes, but there was no weight on my feet. And it slammed me to the left and then slammed me back to the right really hard. And luckily, I am seriously thankful that I was in the doorway of our room. And that doorway is extra deep, so it's nice and wide. And I slammed back and forth in that doorway. If I had been two steps earlier or two steps later, I would have been in the middle of one of our rooms and I would have been thrown across the room, just like everything in those rooms was. And I got back to the bathroom and I gave our daughter to Katie. And
you were yelling, get in the tub, because I'm not really good in emergencies. So we were just sitting on the floor. We were not in the tub, which in a strange way was a blessing because the tub was full of broken glass and we actually were ultimately in a better spot for what did happen. So Mitch told us to get in the tub. He said they were fine. He was bleeding. We didn't know why, but he was covered in blood on his neck. We were briefly took a couple seconds to say, like, are you okay? Where's this blood coming from? And then
I don't remember any seconds because my immediate thought was going to Matthew, our son, who was still in the bedroom. And I had no idea what happened. So I ran out into our bedroom is the first thing that you hit. And I look over on our bed and there's just a pile of stuff sitting in our bed. I'm like, okay. And I run out into the next room, which is the playroom. And everything's just kind of crazy out there. And I run into the corner of the room and there's Matthew. He's just crying and I'm screaming for him this whole time, just kind of frantic to get to him and make sure that he's okay. Because I really, really questioned whether he was okay. And I ran over to him and grabbed him, and he was fine. There was not a scratch on him. He was great. And so I took him back to the bathroom, and that's when we kind of reevaluated everybody and made sure everybody was all right. I had some big scrapes on my legs, and you know there was glass kind of impregnated in some of my skin. But other than that, we were perfectly fine. I mean, we were not hurt physically at all.
There was just a sea of fiberglass insulation in the bathroom area and some things knocked off in our closet, which is connected. We saw that, but it was really dark. So you had a moment where you said, okay, everybody's okay. Stay here while I go get a flashlight. This is kind of a funny moment.
I knew that it was going to be hard to find a flashlight, but I was like, hopefully I can go find a flashlight. We'll see. So I opened up our bathroom door, which was a little stiffer than normal. And as soon as I opened up our bathroom door, a big bolt of lightning went off. And it wasn't raining yet, but this big flash of lightning went up and I could see the entire night sky. It was just this big, beautiful night sky. And that's when I realized, oh, the roof on our house is completely gone on that side of the house. There was still roof left in our bathroom, but there was nothing left on that side of the house. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I can still find a flashlight out in the garage. So I look at our bed, and there was a big chunk of our roof was sitting in our bed right where I'd been laying 5 minutes before. I walk out through the playroom. Everything is thrown all the way across the playroom, and I open the door to the garage, and there is no garage. The garage is completely gone. So I'm like, probably not going to find a flashlight. There was three rooms that were not completely destroyed in our tornado. Mm. And that was a miracle because those three rooms were our laundry room, which doesn't really matter. Our bathroom, which is where a lot of our family was, which is super important. And then also our office, which is where everything that we use to make money is located. So we have photography business that we do. Everything there was okay. I do web development, so all of my computers were okay. And that was just a real blessing because we had a wedding that was Thursday, and we had a wedding on Saturday.
To photograph.
And yeah, we went and were able to do that wedding. And that was another really cool thing, but that's different.
Yeah.
Different story. So we reevaluated and called some people, and what happened after that?
Yeah, so we were able to get a hold of my parents, and that was a funny conversation saying, hey, our house was destroyed by a tornado. Can you come get us? Because they were not far away, my parents, but they did not know that that was going on. So they had a tough time getting to us. Meanwhile, we're kind of meandering around in this house. Mitch is thinking, we need to get out of here because this might not be structurally sound, but I was just scared and of another tornado coming, and I wanted to be in that house. So we were just trying to figure out what to do. We were trying to think through things like, well, we need to go dig some diapers out. We need to dig the car seat out from under the rubble, and just trying to think of a few things. We were all covered in fiberglass. We were barefoot. The kids had no shoes anymore, so we were pulling my shoes on all of our kids, which were full of fiberglass, unfortunately. That caused some problems for them later. And we ended up waiting after about 30 minutes. They found a way to get to us despite a lot of downed power lines. And we trooped out through a field because that was the only way to access us. And we went home to lay awake all night in total shock, coated in fiberglass in a hot house with no power. The power was out all over. And just wait through until the first light of dawn.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked. I threw up multiple times that night just from the shock. And
you took a hard hit.
And yeah, well, maybe. And I didn't sleep a wink that night. And as soon as the sun came up, I went to start evaluating what had happened at the house and really look things over. And I got there, and a couple people met me there, a couple friends, my brother and one of our friends met me there. And we just started to evaluate things. We grabbed a bunch of clothes so we could start washing those. It had rained that night, so everything was wet and soaked, and there was a lot of damage. And we lost a lot of stuff, but it was all physical stuff. And I kind of kept that in perspective.
So he brought clothes home. That was his first mission. I mean, when you're in those situations, you just have to prioritize, like, survival and getting everyone safe and their basic needs met. So he brought back clothing for us that he pulled out of the rubble. And he went back a few hours later, about 10 a.m.
And when I pulled into our driveway at 10 o'clock in the morning after tornado, there were probably 10 cars there and 20 people at our house, none of whom I had contacted or communicated with in any way. And they were all just working and doing what they could to start cleaning up this disaster area. And that was overwhelming for me. As close as I come to crying since Katie and I have been married, because I'm not much of a crier, but it was really cool just to see what God's community can do and people wrapped around us. And we were so blessed. It's not fair. It's not right that we got that much help and that we were served in such profound and such cool ways. And not just that day, but for weeks afterwards. And whether it was through financial means or through coming and just helping do the physical labor, and especially just more and more prayer, like we talked about on the last podcast, God's kingdom really, really revealed itself through this. And it was overwhelming and nearly too much for me to handle emotionally, especially at that point, having not slept and not done much.
You almost busted a tear.
Almost. So close.
It was terrible.
No, I mean, I
Don't
watered
be
up.
Be so cool next time,
watered
people.
Up a little bit. All right.
It was, I mean, one of the biggest takeaways that we've both said so much is it was just incredible to see how loved we were. And that was not because of us. Some of the people that were showing us love didn't even know us. But it was because of Christ. It was because of Him and His body and the way that we do serve each other and press into needs. And God was so incredibly glorified, and we were so, so humbled. It was just a really powerful thing that God has used in our lives in so many ways. I mean, I think we are different people, and He's done a lot of good work in us through this whole experience, and I think that we're grateful for it.
We're absolutely grateful for it. There's a lot of stories that we could continue to tell, but our point is not our situation. That's not really the only thing that we wanted to talk about today. We spent the next 10 months in a rental house that was paid for by the insurance, and we recently moved back to our house, and we're like, now that we're back home, let's get back to podcasting. we can tell these stories.
It just wouldn't have been right if we weren't in our closet. I just couldn't picture it.
Well, the acoustics are phenomenal in here.
I just couldn't picture it.
The rental house didn't have a walk-in closet, so what can you do?
Okay, so let's talk about setbacks. So it's funny, when that first happened, it's kind of funny, like, what you think about, but I really don't like cleaning showers. It's like, it takes me like all month to get to that, and I don't like it. And that very day, I had cleaned the shower and put a lot of, you know, effort into that. And one of my very first thoughts was like, oh man, why did I clean the shower? Because now it doesn't even matter. I really wished I hadn't done it. So yeah, and that's just this comical little caricature of the real setbacks that we were facing.
And for me, I had spent years trying to get our garage just the way I wanted it. I am a guy who likes to be organized, and I like things to have a place and for things to be in their place.
And so you like to custom build things, like
big doors and stuff. I do. I think I enjoy building shop furniture more than I enjoy just building things for our house. And so I had everything had organized, and I had gotten it the way I wanted it, and gotten my tools where I wanted it, and built all these drawers and countertops and blah, 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 shelves, and everything was where it needed to be. And of course, post-tornado, was any of it there? No, because the whole garage was gone, and that's where everything was.
And now all your tools that you kept, you know, really took care of are now, like, dented and busted and missing wheels.
And all spent multiple days in the rain because they were all buried under our roof and took a long time to dig those out. So I just bought all new tools since then. No, that's not true.
So we had also remodeled our house. We had spent a whole 6 months where Mitch took off work about 2 years prior to this to completely gut and remodel. And we were in the process of getting it exactly how we wanted it. And we were enjoying it. But now suddenly it was all in rubble. It was all in complete shambles. There were a lot of things that we had worked hard for that we lost, from landscaping to decor to handmade furniture that Mitch had made, a lot of clothing, and that I all had organized and just put hours and hours into that.
There were children's clothes from here to 30 miles north of us from our house, and they were everywhere. Every single tree had every single tree was down, but every tree on our property had like 42 items of clothing in it, because Katie had saved so much clothing.
Bargain
shopping.
I like to reuse the hand-me-downs and stuff.
Right. The kids were stocked for the next few years. They don't have an excess of stuff, but they have enough for each season of their life.
So how can we be okay with that when everything that we have really been working towards and just poured blood, sweat, tears, passion into is now suddenly, shockingly destroyed? I think that the goal of our hearts is not a perfect home, but our goal is to live a faithful life and to glorify God within our daily living. And that was still possible. It was going to look different, but we were in a way given a platform to just bring glory to Him, to tell His story of the good things He had done for us, in that He saved us.
Then there, for me, it was so easy in a lot of ways, because there are four things that I help bring into this world that we pour so much energy and effort into, and we disciple and we raise. And
And what are those?
Four beautiful little children that we have are really, really important to me and my legacy. But they were okay. They were fine. So I can't imagine going through a situation where one of them was hurt or died. And we didn't have to go through that. We had to go through setbacks and physical things, and setbacks in emotional ways. But spiritually, it really, really strengthened us. It was really cool to be able to just know that none of that stuff matters. In the end, it doesn't. You want to talk about eternity and looking at things in the light of eternity. None of that stuff mattered that we lost. It just didn't. And that, having talked about it so much with Katie and I, it was really cool to be able to put it in practice. I know that sounds weird to say that it was cool to go through that. It was good to know that when the poop hit the fan, we really could put it into practice. And there's way worse things that could have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, perspective is there for those hard things too. Like if we had lost a child, we didn't even explain this, but it was truly miraculous that our son, who was still in his bed when the tornado hit, survived without injury. Because what we saw the next day when we went in the daylight was that his window was completely busted out, which was over his head. The roof over him was ripped off and gone. Everything beyond the wall that he was laying against was gone. That was our garage, down to the slab. And hit the wall that was over him, between him and the garage, was leaning over quite a long ways. There was a huge beam across the top that was shifted out with the wall such that it was pointing two long nails down over his head. And there was just a big crack up the wall. And it was like this amazing visual picture of God putting out his hand and saying, no farther. That God was so incredibly sovereign over that. And I'm not one that believes Satan destroyed our house in a tornado. I kind of think God's in charge of the weather and that he brings good things and bad sometimes to our lives. And he has reasons for our greater good that he wants to bring about. So we can be okay with setbacks because God created us to work, and our daily obedience to him is really our main focus. So, yep, now we're faced with redoing a bunch of work that we already did, but it's okay. In Genesis 2:15, it says, "The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and take care of it." This was before the fall. Work is not about sin. Work is about the good things that God created to bless us with.
And in the next chapter of Genesis, in verse 17, it says, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life." Our work will be frustrated. That's what happened during the fall. That's what happened in the gospel. We sin and we live under this curse. But Christ has saved us, and one day we will be fully redeemed. Just like we talked about a couple podcasts ago, it hasn't happened yet. But God will redeem. God will complete the story. And he's already won the victory.
Yep. And whatever we do, if we commit it to God, he is going to reward us with an inheritance. That's what Colossians 3:23 through 24 says. So we can work the most simple job of just toiling in a garden or flipping burgers, whatever it might be. It doesn't have to be some grand thing, but if we're committing that to the Lord, it has eternal value. And that's exactly why we can approach setbacks with grace, knowing that it's not about the end result of our toil, but it's about how we approach and live our daily lives. And when we give our work to the Lord, that's when he will reward us in eternity. Whether it's the first time we did it, the second time, or the third time.
I think that about does it for us. We will talk to you guys soon.
Have a great rest of your day.